following is an unrehearsed interview with Meryl Floyd, retired housekeeper by Rose Hall at Folklorist for the Lake Cumberland Library District. The interview was conducted in Mrs. Floyd's home on August 5th, 1981, at approximately 10 a.m. Mrs. Floyd, how long have you lived in Pulaski County?
I moved back from Ohio in 1925.
Mm-hmm. You were born here in the county, though?
I was born here in Pulaski County, and down on the Russell County and Pulaski line.
Okay. What was your father's name?
George Wright.
And what did he do for a living?
Farmer.
Okay, and what was your mother's name?
Eliza Wright.
What was her maiden name?
Kane Wright.
Was she just a housekeeper, or did she?
She was housekeeper. She worked on a farm that my father passed away when I was a small child, and there were six of us mm-hmm. in the family.
Then you're related to the Kanes that run Kane's store?
Oh, yes. That was my great-grandfather and his brother that established Kane Town. My great-grandfather was Ryle Kane, and his brother was Killis Kane at Kane Town. And my grandfather was Eve Kane, and he took up the farm that I was raised on in the lower end of Pulaski County.
Well, is the store that's still there at Kane's store, is that any relation to you, or is it completely out of your family now?
Well, I don't know who owns it now. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people out there, but I don't know who owns the Kane Town store now.
I didn't know.
But the old cemetery's there with a lot of the Kanes in it.
You had worked with the packed cell library, and I wondered when you first began working with the library.
Well, I went to work on WPA work. That was run by the government.
Then the packed cell libraries were part of the WPA programs?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh, yeah. It was part of the WPA programs, uh-huh. Yeah. They had different, centers. I worked on the sewing. I worked on a housekeeping aid. I took a Red Cross training course. And I also worked in the courthouse on the old books where they was copying them. Mm-hmm. They run them back as far as they went, and we copied them for the government.
Well, just out of curiosity, do you happen to know Nancy Newell, or does that name sound familiar?
Nancy Newell.
She's from Bronxton. She is a person I've been talking to about the Burnside.
Yeah,
old Burnside. She works with the WPA.
I think I've met her. Mm-hmm. I think I've met her, but I don't know her personally.
Yeah, and she worked with MYA mm-hmm. also yeah. at the same mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
I thought mm-hmm. since,
yeah.
since mm-hmm. the Paxton yeah. Library was mm-hmm. part of that, that you might have met her.
The ones I remember most vivid was worked with it is Mabel Kane and Zella Strunks. They was the head of the sewing department. Mm-hmm. And Vera Baird, better known as Vera Duke, she's dead, but of course she married Brother Duke here in Somerset. She was from Crab Orchard. Mm-hmm. And then our boss at the library was Ima Jean Dutton, mm-hmm. our head lady at the library.
Okay, so this Patsell Library then got started out of
it was one of it was yeah it was one of their programs though, and we had two rooms over the old Citizens Bank. There's a drugstore there now, across from the new Citizens Bank.
Okay.
Upstairs.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Where Withers Pharmacy
is. Yeah, we had two rooms upstairs. That was where our library started.
Okay.
And it was run by free donations of books that was donated to us from different people around Somerset and different in the counties. And it was, they put on children and people come there to the library and borrowed books, and they took them out just like you take them out in the real, we had a record of them. And then they put on shows for the kids there in the one of the rooms on Saturday, they had a program they put on for children and people that wanted to come look at them on Saturday, and they had puppet shows.
Oh,
and they made their own puppets. I didn't have too much to do with that because I worked out.
Mm-hmm. how many people were working in the...
Well, really and truthfully, just to make a guess, I guess they was really come and go of us. They might have been 10 or 12, but that's just a guess. I don't even remember now because that's been several years ago.
Do you know what year it started?
It started in about 31, the library did. It didn't go on too long. I worked them. It started, I guess, in about 1931.
Yeah.
Or 1930.
Okay. When did it close down?
Well, when the WPA worked.
When it
closed down here in Somerset. Mm-hmm. But I got married and quit the library before that it closed down. I remarried again.
Then this was the library was funded.
But
by
I worked out in the out centers.
Okay.
I was one of the ones that delivered books to different centers.
How many books were in circulation?
Oh, honey, I wouldn't be able to guess because we had them stacked up. We had shelves in there, and we had them stacked up and out that we loaned out and took out. I wouldn't even be able to tell you, but we had an awful lot of books.
How many would you take with you when you'd go out on trip out?
Well, I took quite a few because... the closed centers, do you want the name of the centers that I...
Sure, yeah, that's one of the questions I had to ask you. In fact, you're answering a lot of questions I had jotted down.
Yeah. Do you want me to mention them right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
West Somerset, Celine, Sardis, that's out here towards Nancy.
Yeah.
Nancy, Oak Hill, and they called it Possum Trot now, then, but now it's Pleasant Hill.
Yeah, I know where that is.
And Rango.
Yeah.
And I had my centers either at one of the homes close to the schools, and I left my books, I took my books out and left some books at the home to be for people to borrow if they wanted to come in and borrow them. And then I went to schools and delivered some at the different schools that were my centers. And then I'd pick them up and when I'd go back, I went every 2 weeks.
So you'd have new books in every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
And then I was, what I had to do, I really had to walk quite a lot unless I got a ride. And at Nancy, the mail carrier, Mr. Hale from Russell County, he hauled my books out to Nancy. And I left them at the post office in Nancy.
Is that right?
That was my center there.
Uh-huh.
And I had two teenage sons, and they had a bike. And they used to load one of my closer centers. They load their bike basket up full. And they delivered them for me.
Well, that was a big help to you.
Mm-hmm. And then I carried some. I carried, what I wanted. Picked out the ones that I had. I had a bag that you slung over your shoulder. You had to walk.
You were the pack horse.
I was the pack horse. That's right. But I enjoyed every bit of it because I was making some money. I was raising my children, and also I had my mother with me.
Just out of curiosity, how much were you earning?
Well, we earned from $12 to $14, and sometimes it'd go up just a little bit higher a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get other jobs to
supplement
what I did. But money, that day and time, you could take $10 and go to the grocery store, and you'd have to have somebody to take it back for you, deliver it.
You had a whole truckload of goods.
Yeah, goodies.
Yeah.
Let's say.
How many books were the patrons allowed to take with them? Was there any limit on the
No, they wasn't. You could check out some, if we had them in stock.
Mm-hmm.
You could check out as many as you wanted, but thank goodness everybody almost brought them back because we never lost too many books. And we had magazines and books, hardback books.
Mm-hmm.
Then there weren't too many of these pocketbooks.
What kind of magazines were?
Well, just different kinds. Really, we had true stories and different, housekeeping and just general run like we got now, good magazines. We didn't have no trashy ones.
Yeah. Well, there weren't any trashy magazines back then.
No.
How long did they keep the books then? For 2 weeks?
Yeah, if they was through with them, and then if they weren't through with them, we'd give them a little extension time.
Okay, you answered my next question on where you went on the communities that you had on your circuit. Mm. Which one did you start out with, say, the first of the week?
Well, we were scheduled. We run a schedule. Uh-huh. And if it hit, you know, if I was supposed to go, you know, to one of these centers, it didn't decide, it verified, you know, every month, it verified. Because I went out every 2 weeks, I had to, you know, and it verified if I was supposed to, and they should have, I'm Jean, she always kept a record of where I'd been and what I'd done and this and that and the other. We kept records.
So, in other words, you weren't in Possum Trot on Monday every 2 weeks or anything
it varied from time to time, but we kept, you know, pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then the one that we delivered books to in these centers, if they wanted to, they could, when they went to town, they could go into the library and pick up books there.
Okay. I think I already asked you how many there were carrying books, how many people.
But really and truthfully, they were someone. It took them east of town, but I was trying to think last night who it was, but I can't. Because back then, I had so many errands in the far outside of my work and raising my children that I couldn't keep tab with everything, and I forgot a lot of it.
Yeah.
But it was enough. We had, and I think there's someone in the Ferguson area, and east of town, but I can't even remember. And Burnside's, I think they had someone down at Burnside's, but I can't even remember how it was. That was because I didn't keep up with
it. You just kept up with the western part of the county.
I kept up with my own territory.
Well, I was going to ask you what means of transportation you used, but you used Two Good Feet, didn't you?
Used Two Good Feet. I walked to Possum Trot sometimes to get a ride. I walked to Ringo. And I walked to Celine, and once in a while I'd get a ride, but my Nancy route, Lawrence Hale, the mail carrier, always brought me out on the mail truck. I lived there in West Somerset.
Where was your home at that time?
I lived in West Somerset.
So you had a pretty good walk then coming out different parts of the county.
Mm-hmm.
Did the government supply any means of transportation for any of the
workers? No.
Everybody was on their own?
We was all on our own, and we tried to do the best we could. Okay. Yeah. No, the government didn't supply no transportation whatsoever.
Okay, so
it was the local people that helped you out.
Yeah, or did any of the people own cars, or?
There wasn't a lot of cars.
Or horses,
maybe? No, I never, I rode a horse when I was younger, but we had no horses then.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Tarter that used to live in West Somerset, in Saline, and Crawford Jones, and different men that they had cars, they had business in town. A lot of times I'd get a ride with them, you know, in Plano Dunham's, the older ones, they're already passed on. But everybody was nice, everybody worked together.
Yeah.
If they knew you was out trying to make a living, they reach out a helping hand.
Yeah.
It's not like it is today, honey. I'm sorry to tell you.
Where
my confidence is gone, they're gone completely.
Well,
have got a lot of good people, as I say.
You know, I guess it's discouraging when you hear of all the bad things going on in the world.
But you know, that was a good time, honey. I was enjoying myself. I had my children was, you know, pretty good, two teenage boys, and my girl was small, my three children and my mother. I was really enjoying myself. And then I remarried again when I was working on the library, Ray Floyd. I was a Burton, my first husband was a Burton, and I married Ray Floyd. And I had two children by him, and he was, as I told you, he's like taking this.
Well, yeah, but if there's anything he was, here that you wish to restrict.
He was killed in service in 45. He was National Guard in Somerset, and he was drafted. And I lived in West Somerset when he went into service, and I lived there when he's killed in Somerset. But I quit work on the library right after me and him was married. We was married in... October, I'd have to get a marriage license in October. And we went to Russell's Springs, or Jamestown, got married, and Lawrence Hale, a mail carrier, took us down, and he was our witness.
Do you remember what year that was?
Mary Ellis, my daughter, she's 40 now, and me and him was married 11 months when she was born, so I'd have to figure that out. That's, 32 or 33.
41 years ago?
41. About 41 or 42 years ago. She was born 33, I think.
Well, if it's 41 years ago, they'd put it in 1940.
Hmm?
If it was 41 years ago, they'd put it at 1940. Well, it doesn't matter. I was just curious when you quit working.
I quit work, I think, in 32. I think that maybe, honey, I'd have to go get the...
No,
it wouldn't be 40 because Bud was born in 36. And she was born in, she's 40 now, Mary Alice says, and she's... And he's 36, and he was born 1936. She was born, and she was 4 years old when he was born. She was born 1932, I think. I'd have to look up their records because she is 40 in June. Or almost less.
Okay. What kind of books were circulated?
Lane. Lane Gray or.
Zane Grey.
Zane Grey Westerns. We had a lot of Westerns. We had a lot of true stories, you know, the magazines, and we had a lot of housekeeping, and we had just different farm magazines. We had a little bit of everything in the way of magazines, what was on the rack. People would bring them in loads to us. The drugstore even gave us new books, as you know, like that was, that didn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in books that are really... Zane Grey was always, you know, I always used to love to read Zane Grey. The one I can remember so good is the ones I read.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of them. And they had funny books for children, and they had all kinds of story books, children's story books.
Mm-hmm.
It was donated.
Do you recall any of the most popular books with the people that checked them out?
Really and truthfully, I think country people that lives out, and older people, my husband's grandfather that lived at Nancy, Uncle Willis Weddle, his name was Willis Weddle. He was 96 years old, and I delivered books to him. He lived between here and Nancy. I walked out there. I had dinner with him once every 2 weeks when I'd go out there. Is my late husband's grandfather and grandmother, and he loved to read. Country people loves all kinds of books, and I think they get to.
I didn't know if there may have been a certain book that was just most.
No, really, I don't think there was. They accepted anything then. They would appreciate anything that was that we had that it was free for them to read.
Mm-hmm. Did they have to have a card or anything like they do today?
Well, just the name, no. We kept a mark. We kept the books marked. We had to, you know, we had the books marked. And they stamped the books, you know. They had cards in the office. Dungeon kept lists, you know, of all of our books. And we had a, you know, alphabetically ordered and so on and so forth, you know.
How many people would you visit then when you'd have your centers that you went to? How many stops did you make along the way to that?
Well,
quite
a few houses. You know, the houses wasn't close like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Now here at Nancy, my main ones that I visited to the homes it was the shut-ins, the ones that weren't able to get out and walk up to the centers, and there's a lot of people, you know, would come up at the post office, and then same way, you know, with Celine. I had a store there, Celine Mitchell's store that I used to, it's out there on the highway. There ain't no store there now. And there's just an old house that fall down now where the store used to be. My granddaughter lives across the street from it. And then Oberdard, they had, I visited in their home, and I left books there. I left my books there. His wife, Ruby, took care of them for me. And, and Possum Trot and Rango and Oak Hill. I had the same, you know, all of them. There were some individual neighbors that I could leave my books with if they were in the store.
Well, did when you maybe say the books you left in homes or that people checked out, would they then loan them to other friends and let them eventually?
No. Well, no. They usually brought them back to the center, and you brought them back wherever. They'd check them out, and then they'd check out more.
So the same check them out, brought them
back?
Yeah,
they had their, they left their name and their... You know, like
I didn't know if they had additional circulation other than
No. As far as I know, they didn't. As far as these two girls, they're way up in years. Wedded girls, Liz here and Nancy now. Since I've lived down here in the last 6 years, we was talking one day, and they was telling me, you know, how they used to appreciate me of this in their home and bring their mother books. You know, she's already gone, and they read books too, but they would appreciate their mother getting books.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
It's about the same way the truck stops now along and delivers books to people.
How many days a week did you work? You know, you said you worked like 2 weeks out of the month.
Well, just about, 10 days, 5 days, you know, we had to... As Serena said, it wasn't every day. You know, we come on the same day to the
depot. So, what, you work like Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Then?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday off, and then the 10 days.
Did you, these 2 weeks that you worked, did you work them at the beginning of the month or at the end of the month? Or
well, it would verify. That was, you know, because we worked, the girls at work, we had, you know, we had to take her 2 weeks, you know, just verify, you know.
Oh, then they had. Mm-hmm.
And then we got our check. We got our check from the government once a month, you know, whatever we do, whatever the hours and everything. But they only, I think, it about rated about 50 cents an hour is all we made.
Well, it was better than nothing.
Oh, it was wonderful. I thought it was.
I'm sure there were people working in the county for a lot less than, weren't there?
I imagine it was. I don't know. The men that worked on the roads and the ones that worked on the roads, I don't know how much they paid. Because I know the people that worked on them, but I never did, you know.
Do you remember, was Pulaski County particularly hard hit when the Depression came?
Well, really, no, I don't think so, because I think everybody tried to make a garden, they tried to take care of what they raised, and they raised, you know, they raised a lot of their meat. They had, and you know, of course, during the Depression, there was a lot of people, the people in towns was the ones that was harder hit than the country people was, because they had their, you know, they raised their own food, their own hogs, their own cattle. I guess they had more meat than we had around town, but didn't have a lot of money to pay for it. And then they rationed our meat, you know, and they rationed sugar, they rationed coffee. They rationed everything there for a long time.
Then they started again in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
We just didn't have, you know, but of course, it wasn't rationed back then as much as it was in... That was before, you know, that was just right on the, what you might say, on the start of the World War II, you know, before the war, we got into it, you know. They were sending too much stuff over, and they was destroying a lot of, you know, back, they used to wear their surplus, you know, instead of giving it to other countries. I think they destroyed a lot of it. I know I heard they poured wheat in the ocean, and they destroyed hogs and stuff, you know, that people lived on, you know, but... try to bring prices up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how true it is, but it's, you know, that was, you know, you read things about it in the paper. We didn't have a lot of, we didn't have television and the radios.
Mm-hmm.
We had to read it. Had to publish it.
Did y'all ever carry newspapers?
We had newspapers, you know. Commonwealth and Journal's been for years, you know. Of course, they've just got them. They've got together now, I guess, up here.
They had just the one Commonwealth Journal. I think there was a couple of papers.
Yeah, mine's laying someplace. I think it's over there. Bud Brayman. He brings me the paper every day. They get it then the day before, and I get it the next morning.
I was going to ask you who paid your salaries, but you've already answered that. And I had a question about your daily schedule, but you said that varied
from time to time. You know, maybe maybe 1 month we'd work on one, it didn't verify much, maybe a day or two or something like that. But we always checked in, see when then she'd give us a schedule each time, you know, when we were supposed to come in.
What happened to those books after they closed the library?
Well, now, I don't know, because I didn't work on till it closed down, but I heard they give it to the library on College Street. They had a little library up there someplace. But I don't know where they had it in the school or that where they had it in a home up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that they donated what books they had to this.
It was the Carnegie Library, is that right?
I never was up there. I don't know.
I was asking Judy Burton.
Yeah, and then they had another library in the last few years. They're on the square, you know.
Yeah.
There was Lucy's store.
Yeah.
And then they closed that, and before they got the big library out there. But that, that is really nice, ain't it?
Oh yes, I enjoy going in there. I'm doing these tapes through the public library. I wanted to ask you if you recalled any humorous incidents happening to you while you were delivering books or picking up books. I'm sure things were bound to have happened.
I used to take the puppets out, the girls would make down the library, and the children used to get all excited in the schools over them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd try to work them, although I never did learn how to do that. Donna Jean Dutton, the boss, she could just put on a show of those things.
Yeah.
And she'd talk or she'd sing or whatnot. And I sat and watched her, but then she let me take them out several times to show at schools. And the kids would get a big kick out of it. I always enjoyed the children more than... And I enjoyed going to homes because everybody was so nice to me.
Yeah. You were bringing the news from outside.
Something that they wanted, and then they like to, you know, somebody comes to see it. Well, even now, I live alone. I appreciate someone coming.
Yeah, well, I would say even then, too, I'm just guessing, as you said earlier before we started talking, that many of the roads around here probably weren't blacktop, were they?
Oh, honey, 80 was gravel, old Fishing Creek was gravel. That's the way we come. We didn't have none of these roads, you know.
I guess after you got outside of Somerset City limits or off the
highway, it was really rough.
It was
rough.
Gravel and dirt roads.
On it, 27 was a gravel road then.
Are you kidding? That's hard to believe.
80 was gravel.
Yeah.
Old Fishing Creek. Hell,
really, it was. It would have been hard for people to have gotten around then, wouldn't it?
Well, it seemed like they had no problems. They got around in their cars. They had one, and they got stuck up every once in a while in the mud if they got in over in the ditch.
You were telling me about keeping county records. About when you first started WPA work, that you and several others were selected to go copy old county records?
No, I had been on that government work. I'd worked at the sewing center for a while. I was what you might say the mechanic there, our sewing machines is donated to the local people in the sewing center.
So you had all kinds of sewing machines.
Yeah, and I worked on the sewing machines. I didn't sew much because I didn't like to sew, and I had good bosses. Mabel Kane, her husband's relation to me, and Vera Baird was a good friend, and she had some crab washing, and I was kind of the mechanic on sewing machines, and yet I get a few jobs, especially families, if their sewing machine gets out of order.
What kind of goods were made?
Well, they made clothes of all kinds to give out to the people they couldn't afford to buy. And they made lists for babies, and they made clothes, shirts for men, they made pants for men, they made dresses, nightgowns, they made the whole deal. All kinds of clothes.
Did the government supply the material?
The government supplied the material, and then they hired the workers to make it up. We had all kinds of patterns, and then I went from that, from the sewing center there. I applied. They opened up a housekeeping. What they call a housekeeping thing. We had to take a Red Cross training course, and we went out to homes to help people in the homes or show them how to cook and sew and to do their work and to save a little money or make it look better anyway, even if I ain't too good a housekeeper now. You stay down here with me and you can help. I think I'd enjoy it.
You were telling me before I discovered our machine had stopped here about copying old county records.
I was transferred to the courthouse to help copy the old records. And we was there for quite, I don't know how long we was there.
You said you copied old deeds.
The old deeds and mortgages and marriages and deaths and births. Anything was on the legal record. And let me come in my test. I guess mine isn't alive. You may have to move your car.
Okay, well,
we'll drop it.
Mrs. Floyd, is there anything else that I haven't touched on we ought to talk about? I think we're about finished.
Well, really, I don't, honey. They might be. That just covered. Let's see the high spots.
Yeah.
Not.
We just made the bare outline. I haven't filled in the details yet. Huh? Okay. Thank you for letting me come interview you. I've enjoyed it. Found out a little bit more about our county.
Can you play the record back over? You got a. Can you?
Yeah, if you want to hear it, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I want to listen at it, but we can get rid of him right quick. He comes in and gets him a check.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.